which is targeted standard level review. And I think we will have to tee up from, I don't know. Okay, where's you?
Hi, thanks Martin, and good morning. So the next final topic for today is all about disclosures. So we're gonna be talking to you about the board's targeted standards level review of disclosures project. So this is a topic that we've discussed previously at the most recent meetings of both CMAC and GPF. So in those meetings, we asked for your views on feedback from outreach with users on their information needs about employee benefits and fair value measurements. So CMAC members, you provided us with your views on the extent to which you agreed with that feedback. And for GPF members, we heard from you things about cost and other consequences. Since then, the board has discussed all the feedback it's received to date on disclosures about those two topics. In light of those feedback and the board's discussion, we've identified specific user information needs where we think further insights will help the board in making decisions over the coming months. So with that in mind, we've prepared example disclosures relating to those specific areas, and today we'd like to ask CMAC and GPF members to debate together the cost and benefits of those example disclosures. Specifically, and moving on to slide two, we would like members' views on, so for CMAC members, the extent to which the example disclosure is effective in meeting the stated objective. So it'd be helpful if you could relate your answer to how critical the information is to you and considering whether it's presented and disaggregated in any helpful way. For GPF members, I would like your views again on the cost that those example disclosures would bring in terms of preparing. And then taking that into consideration for CMAC and GPF members to debate whether there are alternative disclosures that would simultaneously meet users' objective and less costly to prepare. And then overall, would like the group to discuss whether the disclosure passes the cost-benefit test. So the last discussion we had with members indicated that user information needs, which form the basis on which these example disclosures are created, are well understood. We also have many examples that we would like to hear a discussion from members about today. So for those reasons, I don't propose going into the detail, the background section in detail. I will, of course, check to make sure, see if you have any questions before we head to the breakout session, but we want to make sure that we maximize the amount of time that we have to hear from you in those sessions. So I'll next take a couple of minutes to highlight key things about the disclosure examples we'll be discussing and how we would like to manage the breakout sessions in light of that. So for each of fair value measurements and employee benefits, specifically on defined benefit plans, we've prepared examples focusing on four disclosure areas. And this is outlined in on slide three. We expect the board to have significant discussions about these areas in the coming months. And this is either because they represent user information needs that are not explicitly addressed by the respective standards today, or because they represent areas that we are aware preparers have cost concerns about. Slides 11 to 26 contain the detailed examples for each disclosure area, and as well as the related user objective. It is worth pointing out that those examples are largely based on disclosures in companies' financial statements today. And we don't provide these examples as a perfect depiction of how to meet users' related objective. Rather, we've selected those examples as a good basis to encourage debate amongst yourselves about cost and benefits. Your views on the extent to which these examples adequately meet the stated objective will provide very useful information to us, and would very much like you to incorporate your views on those as part of your discussions. So with the interest of hearing a discussion on the examples in each of these eight disclosure areas, we would like to ask each group to prioritize two disclosure areas first. So So focusing on the questions on slide two that I previously went through and ultimately getting to a group view on whether the disclosures in those two priority areas pass the cost-benefit test in your view. That way we can have detailed discussions across all groups of the areas that we expect the board to have significant discussions about in the coming months. So once you've had detailed discussions on the two top priority areas for your groups, which may take more and less time in each group, we'll then ask you to broaden your discussion to other examples of the groups choosing. So slide four lists out the two priority disclosure area for each group with references to the detailed slides which we're going to use to base the breakout discussions on. So I'll pause here for any questions or clarifications before we head to our breakout sessions.
Everything is clear, I think. Then we break out and coming back, I think, at, what is it, 5 past 12?